Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Glad to be talking to you today, but I wish it was under different circumstances given what is going on in the world. You know, we've talked some time on this channel before about there seems to be in Bible prophecy, there seems to be a repeat of certain prophecies, and there have been people that have said, well, the 10 plagues is an example of this. You know, today we have rivers turning to blood in various, or at least blood colored in various parts of the world. There's locust plagues, and we've talked about all that. Well, there's one big one. There's one big one we've touched on before, but it's getting worse and worse. The plague of the firstborn. You know, I wondered for a while if there was a plague of the firstborn today, what would it be? Well, there's nothing else it could be except the pro-abortion movement that we have in the country today, and now the pro-infanticide movement. That's what it has turned into, and we have in the world today. Because think about it, if somebody, it's very rare for a woman to have one child and then get an abortion with the second or third. Typically, what happens is if a woman is going to have an abortion, the majority of those is the firstborn. So if there is a plague of the firstborn, that's what it is today. It's the abortion movement today. And just recently, think about this too. Think about this. The story in Exodus, we hear this a lot from atheists or from just people who are hostile to Christianity. You know, they would say, well, how could a loving God, slaughter, you know, the first born Egyptian children? You know, how could that happen? Well, take a step back and look at the story in context. For one thing, there were 9 plagues before this, so there was plenty of warning of what was going on. But also, God did give people an option to have this pass by them unharmed. All they had to do was put some blood on their doorpost, and if they did that, then the angel of death, you know, would have walked by their door and it would have left their family alone. So there was plenty of warning. So that argument now holds no water. It holds a zero water, because it would be illogical for somebody to say that God was being unfair there, yet somehow still support the Democrat decision to allow or the decision to block a bill that would have saved the lives of already born babies. So we're not even talking about babies that are still in the womb. We're talking about like botched abortions where the baby is born alive. There was a bill to try to protect the rights of these people, because at that point nobody argues that they are people. But now Democrats have blocked a bill that would talk about that. So we're gonna talk about that, because I believe that this is a repeat of the plague of the firstborn from the book of Exodus, except this time it's far harsher, and it's not God doing it to people, it's people doing it to themselves and their own children. I watched a really good video the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, depending when you're watching this, from Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire, and he said, you know, after a decision like this, there is no way that you could align yourself with the Democratic Party at all and still be considered a good person at all. You just can't. Doesn't mean you have to be a Republican, but how could you align yourself with a party that now actively is promoting infanticide? This goes beyond the abortion issue. So we're going to talk about that. If you're brand new to this and have no idea what this story is about, we're going to get into it, because it really does show the just horrifying times that we're living in. And I'll tell you, if we're not close to the end, I don't know how much worse it could really get. We're in the freest country in the world, and this is happening. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you click the bell for notifications. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com. We're posting new articles there now all the time, new videos, everything like that. Also, I have scoured the internet. I've been through a lot of different vendors of Kratom. If you rely on Kratom the way I do just to get through the day, because maybe you're a chronic pain sufferer, you know how hard it is to find a vendor that you can trust. And it's increasingly difficult for vendors to even stay in business because more and more states are saying that you know, kratom isn't allowed, and it makes everything difficult. Also, there was a recent attempt to ban kratom all across the country. Luckily, or not really luckily, but thankfully, the kratom community got together and were able to stop that from happening. But still, there could very well be a day coming where kratom is no longer for sale. That's why I say it's good to stock up now. I certainly am. I would suggest going over to my friends at Coastline Kratom. This is PEC-approved kratom. Now, I take kratom 2, sometimes 3 times a day. I have a rare bone disease. I have chronic pain. This has kept me from having to go on opioids. Now, I used to be addicted to things like Oxycontin, morphine, you name it. I was addicted to it, and it was ruining my life. I had to get off that stuff, so I did, and thanks to kratom, I never had to go back on it, and I can function, I can have a job, I can, you know, do what we're doing now. So that is because of kratom. Now, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and check out Coastline Kratom. It is on the top sidebar. You can do that, or just click on the link in the description below. Check it out. If you're brand new to this, especially if you already know that you have a high tolerance to, say, pain medication, I would suggest getting their beginner's pack of ultra enhanced kratom. You get a bunch of different strains for a very, very, very reasonable price, and it's ultra enhanced. So if you have a high tolerance, that would definitely be something to try. Okay, so Breitbart News, as well as conservative news agencies such as Daily Wire and stuff has reported on this story. You're not going to hear a lot about it on mainstream media because their mainstream media is going to do anything they can to make sure the Democrats look good. So from Breitbart, the headline is Senate Democrats fail to protect babies from infanticide when they are born alive following botched abortions. Again, just think about all the Bible prophecies about the times of the end, what they're going to look like. People are lovers of themselves. There's just a lot of things going on today that certainly fits that category. So if you're brand new to this, on Monday, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, it failed with the requirement of a 60-vote supermajority for approval and only Democrats voting against it. It failed 53-44. So Senator Ben Sasse was the one that got all this together, and he put out on a tweet, "Despite opposition and setbacks, despite some strange rhetoric about this bill over the course of the last week, I am hopeful in the long term." So he said that. But Democrat... Senators Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia voted with Republicans in favor of the bill. This bill was designed to protect babies that were born alive. Now, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who is a pro-choice Republican, also voted in favor of the legislation, while Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, also pro-choice, did not vote at all. Also not voting on the measure were Republicans Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Tim Scott of South Carolina. So Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, reacted to the vote. He said, quote, "The extremism of the Democrats can no longer be ignored or debated. As Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor today, this bill merely recognizes that a newborn baby is a newborn baby, no matter what the circumstances were of his or her birth. For the Democrats, a newborn slated for extermination before birth is fair game even after birth. This is infanticide. The only thing Americans can do to protect these most vulnerable babies is to vote out of office those who fail to protect them." End quote. You know, I also, every single Democratic leader right now who's running for president, all 6 of them, voted against this bill. So just to keep that in mind, these are all people who are in favor of killing alive babies, killing babies outside of the womb after they've been born. Now, introduced by Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, the legislation ensures that any infant born alive after an abortion would be provided with medical care just as any other newborn. So there was an op-ed at Fox News on Monday where Sasse had said, quote, Let me speak plainly. This is barbaric. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act would do nothing more than require that healthcare providers offer to a baby who survives an abortion the same level of medical care they would give to any other baby at the same gestational age. And he also added, quote, if my colleagues can't say that it's wrong to leave a living, breathing baby cold and alone on a table to die of neglect, then they are not only tacitly endorsing infanticide, they are helping to create a society where some people count more than others and where the vulnerable are always at the mercy of the powerful, end quote. In a debate on the Senate floor prior to the vote, Sass called out Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for falsely stating the bill contained provisions that would restrict the right of abortion. So Senator James Lankford tweeted out, infanticide should not be a partisan issue. Every senator should agree, regardless of party, that a living child should be cared for, not disposed of like medical waste, no matter the circumstances of his or her birth. Now, Republicans such as Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said Democrats who claim the Born Alive bill interferes in women's decisions about abortion are failing to accurately portray the legislation. So Ernst called upon all senators to categorically reject infanticide. So in a tweet, Senator Joni Ernst said, this assault on human dignity cannot stand. On Monday, the Senate will vote to outlaw killing a child after it's been born. I hope to see all of my colleagues support this common sense effort. Infanticide should not be a partisan issue. Every senator should agree, regardless of party, that a living child should be cared for, not disposed of like medical waste, no matter the circumstances of his or her birth. Now, Steve Daines said in a tweet, quote, tonight, the U.S. Senate will vote on Senator Sass's bill, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act. This bill protects babies born alive from being killed after birth. Plain and simple, this bill protects babies, pure evil infanticide. It's astounding to me that as a nation, we even have to vote to stop born babies from being killed. I urge my colleagues to respect the dignity of life and to vote for this bill. Now, Dr. Leanna Wen, president of Planned Parenthood, praised the Democrats who blocked the bill, claiming that they were fighting against, quote, lies and misinformation, end quote. So Dr. Leanna Wen said, quote, we must call out today's vote for what it is, a direct attack on women's health and rights, end quote. Now, I would have to ask, what does women's rights have anything to do? What does women's health have anything to do with this? The baby is already born. Whatever is going on with the woman is already done and over with. That's a done deal. This is after the baby is born. It has nothing to do with women's rights or women's health at that point, unless you're talking about the baby. If the baby happens to be born a girl, then of course it has to do with her health and her rights. But, you know, Democrats don't care about that, obviously. Leanna Wen, I don't want to call her doctor, but said, quote, at a PPFA, we, Planned Parenthood, we will always fight lies and misinformation designed to restrict patients' health and rights, including the right to safe, legal abortion. Thank you to the pro-reproductive health senators who blocked this bill. Notice in that right to safe legal abortion, there used to be another word in that famous saying. It used to be safe, legal, and rare. That's what people were promised. That this is supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. That's just what we want. You know, abortion should be rare. Well, think about it. If abortion was just okay, and if it was safe, and if it was legal, why should it have to be rare? It's an inconsistent thing to say. And if it should be rare, then why have it at all? So they have since dropped the rare part and now just safe and legal. Not safe for the baby, of course, safe for the mother, and legal for the mother. And now post-birth, after birth. Planned Parenthood tweeted out, Planned Parenthood Action, excuse me, tweeted out, politicians are trying to criminalize abortion providers to advance their agenda to ban all abortion. Sass's bill aims to do just that. We should #protect providers, not criminalize them. His bill had nothing to do with abortion. This was after a baby was born. If it was a botched abortion, it's just saying that you can't leave the baby out to die, and they blocked it. Now, consistent with the abortion lobby, Democrat senators attempted to characterize the bill as one that would block a woman's right to choose abortion rather than one that would require medical treatment for an infant born alive after a failed abortion. Hawaii Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono called the legislation, quote, a bill in search of a problem, end quote. Apparently, this person has never looked into Gosnell. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota, a former Planned Parenthood executive, and other Democrat senators continued to claim that most third trimester abortions are performed only in cases of, quote, severe fetal abnormalities, end quote, or, quote, serious risk to the woman's health, end quote. That claim, however, is not supported by abortionists themselves. Of course not. Because at that point, this is what a third trimester abortion is. If there was some risk to the woman's health, they would just do a C-section and the baby could be alive and maybe put it in an incubator if it needs it, but it would just be a premature baby. A third trimester abortion, they pump the baby full of poison, usually through the skull, and the woman has to carry this baby around for a couple. This is like a 2 or 3 day process. Has to carry around a baby and then still has to deliver the dead baby. Sometimes babies survive this, and what this bill would have said, or what this bill says, is that if the baby survives, then it must be provided medical treatment. It's got to be rushed to a hospital or something, because obviously abortion clinics are not going to be suited to care for a living baby. That's not what they're designed for. So the third trimester abortion thing about women's health, it's completely false. It's just a lie is what it is. It never happens. Now, additionally, there was a study released in 2013 by the pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute, and it found that women who were seeking both first trimester and later term abortions provided the same reasons for delaying their abortions, including not knowing about the pregnancy, trouble deciding about the abortion, and disagreeing about the abortion with the man involved. So that was a study that was released by a pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute. They're pro-abortion, and they even admitted this, that it's not for women's health. The vast majority, it's always about convenience. Now, the study found that most women seeking later terminations are not doing so for reasons of fetal anomaly or life endangerment. The measure failed on the same day a Marist poll revealed recent legislation to make abortion a fundamental right and allow the procedure even moments before birth has led to a sudden and dramatic shift toward the pro-life position. Most people in the country don't want this ridiculous extreme abortion stuff. And you know, I got to tell you too, the abnormality part of it. So what? What does that matter? What would you consider an abnormality? A life-threatening abnormality? You know, even if the baby was only going to be alive for a day, isn't one day better than nothing? At least it has a chance. You know, at least there's a chance that it could be healed, that the baby could be healed. Or at least there's a chance that whatever disease it has, that it could be healed. You never know. There are miracle stories like that happen all the time. I technically was born with an abnormality. I have a rare bone disease. The bones on my right side, my right hip, right knee, and right ankle, they grow a lot faster than they're supposed to. It's caused tremendous pain. I've had to have multiple surgeries for it. So would my life not be worth living because of that? Because I might have to deal with some pain? Well, that's life. That's everybody's life. Everybody deals with some pain. So it just blows my mind that people think that they get to decide for somebody else, for another person, that they don't get a chance at life, and that's somehow loving and caring and compassionate. It's sick. Now, that poll found a double-digit shift towards the pro-life movement, with Americans now as likely to identify as pro-life, 47%, as pro-choice, 47%, since a similar Marist poll conducted in January. And in addition, pro-life Democrats alone have shifted from 20 to 34%, which is an outcome that shows more than one-third of Democrats now identify as pro-life. And I would say if you are a Democrat that identifies as pro-life, you don't have to be a Republican, but I would say you just can't. Why would you align yourself with a party that is pro-infanticide? Why align yourself with a party? You can still have whatever beliefs you want about economics and, you know, all that, but why call yourself a Democrat? Why call yourself something that actively promotes killing babies outside of the womb? Even inside of the womb, that's bad enough. I just think it's truthful that there is no distinction between a baby outside of the womb and a baby inside of the womb. It's a baby either way. But this is what you hear, right? That there's somehow a difference. All right, well, what is the difference between an infant that is born alive, that is born alive, and any other person in the world? It's getting more and more ridiculous. You shouldn't align yourself with a party that is promoting this stuff if you want to think that you're a good person. If you want to be just an evil person, then go right ahead. Align yourself with the Democrats. Now, the survey also found that 80% of Americans would like abortion limited to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy, which is an increase of 5 points since the January poll. This outcome includes 65% of those who identify as pro-choice and strong majorities of Democrats, 64%, Republicans, 92%, and Independents, 83%. Morris poll director Barbara Colvallo said in a press release, quote, "Current proposals that promote late-term abortion have reset the landscape and language on abortion in a pronounced and very measurable way. The recent legal changes to late-term abortion and the debate which followed have not gone unnoticed by the general public. There has been a significant increase in the proportion of Americans who see themselves as pro-life and an equally notable decline in those who describe themselves as pro-choice," end quote. You know, again, this goes beyond politics. This just isn't politics anymore. It really never has been. But you can't even make the case that this is politics now. This is strictly straight up moral right and wrong. This is evil and good. It's a choice between that. Are you going to pick an evil choice or are you going to pick a good choice? Now, Leela Rose, president of pro-life organization Live Action, observed the new poll results in light of the Senate vote on the Born Alive bill and said, quote, "Democrats can't even find consensus to limit abortion after a child is born," end quote. So Live Action tweeted out, quote, "The bill stated, if an abortion results in the live birth of an infant, the infant is a legal person for all purpose under the laws of the United States and entitled to all the protection of such laws. Live Action condemns Senate Democrats' failure to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act." So she continued, quote, "Shockingly, infanticide in the context of abortion is not illegal in the United States. There is no existing federal law that prohibits the denial of medical care to infants born alive after abortion attempts," end quote. Rose said the Born Alive legislation, quote, "would have appropriately required that infants delivered alive during attempted abortion procedures be given appropriate medical care and penalized those who neglected to save them," end quote. So it's just absolutely appalling. It's sick times that we're living in, and it's sick that there are people who defend this. You know, there are people who call themselves Christians that will defend this. There was a recent story, and there was a whole debate about it, a supposed Christian abortionist. And you should go find that debate and watch it. It's appalling. I mean, this guy, he's a fake Christian. There's no good fruit in him. If he's killing babies, there just is no good fruit. And that's why I say you cannot be considered a good person if you align yourselves with the Democratic Party after learning of this decision, to block this bill. There's no two ways about it anymore. You can say what you want about the Republican Party. I'm not even saying you have to be a Republican. But the Democrats are pro murder now of the most innocent among us, of our children, of our babies. What's next? You know, and you always hear that the slippery slope argument is a fallacy. No, it isn't. Because when this whole debate was going on a couple of decades ago, back in the safe, legal, and rare days, they tried using that. You know, when conservatives would have said, And you know, people on the religious right and stuff like that would have said, well, this is a slippery slope. If we allow abortion that's safe, legal, and rare, it's only going to get worse. People are going to be doing it more. It's going to be abortion on demand. And then soon that is going to transition into infanticide. And they all said, oh, you're just being crazy. You're just being a religious zealot. You're crazy. That'll never happen. Well, it's happening now. The slippery slope argument turned out to be true. And it is true. In every single case where people on the left want to do something and people on the right say, well, hold on now, because this is going to turn into this and that's going to turn into that, people on the right have been correct every single time. And people on the left, they don't care. They couldn't care less. They're happy because they're getting their way. And it's sick. You know, they think that they're getting more freedom. They know that the reason they're getting more freedom, it's because they have to take freedom away from other people in order to get it. They have to take the freedoms away from babies in order to get more freedom for themselves to murder. And it's just sick. Again, if we're not living in prophetic times, I don't know what those times would look like. I think we're very close to the end here. We don't have a lot of time left. Jesus, come soon, because this is just absolutely sick, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to be more tolerated. Soon we're going to have this with the elderly. We're already seeing that in certain regards, certainly in the UK and some other places, but we're going to start seeing it here too if we allow this to go on. What we need to quit doing is we need to quit compromising. We need to quit saying, okay, well, you know, we want to stop abortion after 3 months. We need to be as extreme in our views as the left is, as the enemy is, I should say, on theirs. They want, you know, all abortion all the time, and why not infanticide too? You know, we should say no abortion, no matter what the case. It doesn't matter about health, because that doesn't really happen anyway. I mean, very, very few cases has that ever happened. It's not about rape. It's not about incest. Again, that's like, it's something, it's either less than 1% or it's 1% to 3% of abortions are, that's the reason given. So we should say no, because why make the child suffer for something that he or she didn't do? You know, don't kill the baby, kill the rapist. You know, I'm all about capital punishment for rapists. That's fine. But our position should be just as extreme, and we should be screaming it twice as loud as the enemy does. So it's not, you know, we can't make compromises, because they're going to keep moving the goalposts. You know, they're going to go to infanticide, and then we're going to say, oh, no, wait, okay, I'll tell you what, let's not do infanticide, but let's just stick with abortion then. We can't be making these compromises, because look where it gets us. You know, you give a bully something that they want, they're going to come back for twice as much next time. You know, you're only teaching them that we're weak and we can be manipulated. We have to stop, we have to hold our ground firm, and we have to say no. Absolutely no abortion for any reason whatsoever. There's no reason for it. And that is considered in our day a radical claim. You know, there's no reason to kill a baby. That is considered a radical position. Yet now, you know, in the Democratic Party, infanticide is just fine. Anyway, I could go on and on about this, but it just reminded me that, you know, a few weeks ago we did a video about a repeat of the plague of the firstborn, and we briefly talked about this. And in that short amount of time, this is how much worse it's gotten. I mean, that was only a few weeks ago. And even back then, I wasn't thinking that it was going to get to infanticide this quickly. But here we are. Here we are. So what's next? You know, we'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, we really need to pray for the nation. We need to pray that God changes the hearts of these extremely evil people that are pushing this horrible agenda against our children. And we need to pray that this turns around. In the meantime, we need to get our own hearts right with God. We need to repent, if there is repentance to be had in terms of this situation. Look, if you've ever had an abortion, God can forgive that. He absolutely will forgive it. He promises to forgive it, but you got to be the one that repents. You got to be the one that realizes it's wrong and asks Jesus for forgiveness. You know, he's not there to beat you up over it, but he's there to forgive you. But you know, you got to learn something from it. You know, you got to learn that you're not going to do that again. That it's wrong. It's a wrong thing. Lots of people. Everybody makes mistakes. So But to knowingly continue in that manner, that's something else altogether. And that's why I said before, I agree with Matt Walsh, you cannot align yourself with the Democratic Party and be a good person. You can't. They're despicable, evil people, and if you align yourself with that, then you fall right in with them. You are despicable and evil too. That's just how it is. And you need Jesus' forgiveness. You don't need to win anybody else's hearts or anything. You need the forgiveness of Jesus. You need to ask him to change your heart. You need to ask him to forgive you for your sins and just knock it off. So anyway, I'm curious to know what you guys think about this. Do you think that we're living in the end times? Do you think this is a repeat of the plague of the firstborn? I would like to know. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Also, I must make you aware of CBD Pure, which is the absolute best CBD oil, most pure on the market today. They're the most transparent company too. They are phenomenal. They scientifically test through an independent third party testing facility. They scientifically test every batch that they put out to make sure that it is completely pure, organic, that there's no pesticides that leaked in somehow. You know, they test every batch, and they put their testing on their website so you can see it too. CBD Pure is amazing. They also make CBD for pets. It's called CBD Pets. I've heard people that have given their pets this stuff, and it has just taken care of their anxiety disorder. So other people, of course, this is all anecdotal, but a lot of people love it. It's been helping a lot of people out. The same with the CBD Pure is great. So if you're going to use CBD oil, why not get the best? Why not get the most transparent company you can to provide it for you? So, you can get it at joshpeckdisclosure.com. I have a couple of banners up on the top sidebar, on the top right of, sidebar there. Or you can just click in the links below to do that. All right. So again, I want to know what you guys think about all of this. I'm always curious to know. I'm curious to read your comments. I'm excited to do that. And I really hope that we can all kind of band together and turn this thing around. You know, we need to be more vocal about our views here. We need to be more vocal about what the truth is. Because if we don't stand up for these little babies, no one will. We have to do it. We're the only ones who actually care. We're the only one. Think about that. Half of the country right now is pro-choice. Now, it was more than that, so it's shifting in the right direction, but that's still half of the country. That's still half of the country that's in favor of this kind of stuff. So we need to be doing a better job getting people educated, teaching people the scientific reasons. You know, you don't even have to go to the religious reasons. You can meet them on their own terms so they can at least track with what you're saying. There are scientific reasons. I've done videos on that on this channel before, so you can go back and check those out. But there are scientific reasons why abortion is just never okay. There are moral, philosophical reasons why abortion is just never okay. So we need to get well versed in those, and we need to learn those better. And we need to make videos, and we need to do that. And yes, YouTube is going to try to shut us down when we do it. Big corporations are going to try to shut us down. Facebook is going to kick us off their platform. Twitter is going to kick us off. They're going to do all of that. But we still that's when we just need to push harder. We need to push harder and get this message out, because again, if we do not stand up for these little ones, no one will. And you know how important children are to Jesus. If you're a Christian, he even said anyone that offends one of these little ones, it would be better that a millstone were wrapped around, tied around their neck, and they were thrown into the sea. That's how seriously Jesus takes these issues. So, I even pray for the wrath of God against these people. That might sound like an unforgiving stance, but you know what? God can forgive him if he can forgive them if he chooses to. God can do anything he wants. Just because you pray for something doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's got to be in alignment with God's will, and I want whatever God's will is on this. But I pray for his wrath to just be unleashed on these people that would support such a sick and disgusting thing. I pray for his wrath to be unleashed, whatever that means, however he decides to enact that, that's up to him. But ideally, I would like people's hearts to be changed, for them to be convinced that what they're putting out there, what they're doing, what they're involved in is absolutely wrong. But if they're so far gone that they don't even know, that they can't even see that killing a baby is wrong, I don't know how much hope there is for them. And I think at that time, maybe it's just time that we need to start praying for God's wrath to be unleashed on these people. All right. Again, I am happy to be able to talk to you today, and I wish it was under different circumstances. Keep the situation in prayer. Keep the children in prayer. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Let us know what you think. All right, until next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.